Hello, all, and welcome to the RZERC monthly teleconference held on Tuesday, the 20th of April, 2021 at 1900 UTC. Tim, would you like me to start the roll call?
Yes, please.
All right. I'll note that we have regrets from Carlos Martinez, representing the ASO. Peter Koch, CCNSO.
Present.
ICANN Board, Kaveh Ranjbar.
Present.
PTI, Kim Davies.
Hi, all. Present.
IETF, Tim April.
Present.
Registry Stakeholder Group, Howard Eland.
Yes, ma'am.
RSAC, Daniel Miko. He was trying to join. He might be having some technical difficulties, but I expect we'll see him in a little bit. Dwayne Wessels from VeriSign as the root zone maintainer is still it's not on the call yet. And Jeff Houston representing the SAC.
Yep. Hi.
All right. Thank you. Tim, back over to you.
Okay. So I could keep going down the agenda. I'll start by saying I'm happy to be chair. Thank you for all the people that participated in the voting and everything. And I open more than open to feedback. If you want to contact me offline, happy to talk to anyone who would like to. So if we want to start with the reviewing the minutes from the March 16th meeting. Anyone have comments or objections to anything in there? Let's see. Hello, Daniel.
Hi. Took me a while for getting connected. So apologize.
No worries. You didn't miss much. We just started with the reviewing the minutes from the last meeting. Not seeing any other comments. I guess we take that as approved. And then the next one was, I can't remember who asked for this at the last meeting, but Danielle has drafted a letter to thank Dwayne. Seemed good to me. I didn't know if there were any other comments before we ship that off.
I believe it was Kaveh's suggestion to start this as this is the first chance that we have an outgoing chair. So we wanted to start this as part of the RZERC culture.
That is correct.
It seemed well done to me. I read it just a little while ago and figured it was good to go. If there are any other comments, please feel free. A yes from Peter. Okay. And then the next one was, so we've had some feedback from ICANN.org on the board understanding of the advice from RSEC 002 and 003, if you're able to share that. So Dwayne went through and made a bunch of comments on basically clarifying comments from the board's statements of understanding. I meant to send this to you a little earlier, Danielle. I had two other comments that I'll paste into the chat now. For the first item, just that their bullets 3 and 4 don't have that they're documenting. Like the first bullet says document, or the second bullet says that they're going to document something. This third and fourth don't actually say anything about actually what they're doing. And then the fifth bullet about they're going to do a bunch of research, but I guess we actually want them to write it down and share the results of what they find. Otherwise, I agreed with everything Dwayne said. And if there's any other comments or feedback on the statements of understanding for 002 and 003 that we should get before sending that back to the ICANN org. Jeff?
Is Dwayne not here? Okay. The clarifying comments on the second point, a reduced set of glue records means when the additional section of a primary response contains fewer than 13 IPv4 records. It's just disappeared off the screen. Yes. If you actually look at the responses from the root servers, when you restrict the UDP buffer size or don't provide an EDNS0 buffer size at all, invariably you get fewer than 13, invariably. And you actually get random selections depending on which root server you ask. So what does Dwayne's comment mean? Because I can't understand what he's getting at there. Anyone else have a clue?
So I think he's referring to the second bullet point in that, and from what the board had said. Yeah, what Danielle just highlighted.
Just emphasize the text I think Dwayne is responding to.
In that case, I think there's a misunderstanding that you actually ever got the full set of glue records in any case that, frankly, getting a full set of glue records, oddly enough, requires setting it up. It's not the normal course of events if you drop EDNS0, for example. I must admit, it's a preamble to the primary thing of documenting how different resolver records respond when answers contain a reduced set of glue records. You know, that's certainly true. But the text then goes on to kind of assume that these days you get a full set of glue records and these days you don't.
I had understood that to be just more of a documentation exercise so that we would know how, or so that the community could know how different resolvers would react to different levels of responses from the root. So I don't know of anywhere where that's currently documented. And then
that's true, Tim, but I think it's almost independent of signing on the issues around signing this.
Okay.
Signing the name server data. It happens in any case, but that was my point. I was just confused about the sort of default assumption that you always got a full deck of answers when the default assumption is probably wrong. You don't get a full deck of answers anyway.
Okay. Hopefully Dwayne will join in a little bit. We can push that a little bit more. Peter?
Yeah, thanks, Tim. So I have one or two meta questions. Is the goal for today to work through this, or is it just the start and we continue over email or until the next or end at the next meeting?
That's a good question. I should probably ask, have people had a chance to review the content of I think it was attached to Danielle's agenda email. I'm happy to push it to next meeting if we want to review between now and then and discuss on the list.